Mercy Spirituality Center presents Muffin Talk with Beate.
Kia ora and welcome back to our Muffin Talk. Muffin Talk is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Epsom. We are a center for retreats, spiritual guidance, Christian meditation, and personal development. Once a week, I invite a visitor to join me in the studio and to talk about the center, the Mercy Sisters, our programs, or about social justice. Today, my visitor is Sister Teresa Anderson. Sister Teresa, a warm welcome and hi to my to our radio program.
Kia ora, Beate, and thank you so much for inviting me along.
Sister Teresa is a Sister of Mercy and is a trained teacher for primary schools. She has taught in schools in Auckland and Hamilton dioceses and in Samoa. She has worked with newer members in the congregation over many years. Today she is part of He Wakatiaki, the national mission team of the Sisters of Mercy. In this role, she works together with Gabrielle Huria, Dennis Horton and Kat Petrie. I have interviewed two of them, Gabrielle and Dennis, and if you'd like to listen to their interviews, you can still download them at www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk. You just have to click on the button Archive and you can download them. Apart from Sister Teresa's work at the mission team, she also works in the garden in Papatuanuku, Kitaurangi Earth Promise Center, together with Sister Rosemary, who I interviewed last week. This garden work is next door to Te Waipuna Puawai in Ellerslie. Sister Teresa, you are a trained teacher and you've been working in the area of mission for the Sisters of Mercy many years. How come that you're working also as a gardener?
It's an interesting mix, isn't it? As a sister, all the work that we do is done. We name it as our ministry, the ministry of the congregation and the ministry of the church. So all that we are called to do gives us lots of opportunities to do a whole variety of things. In 2011, the sisters who were actually working at Papatuanuku Kitaurangi at the time were going... started a process of looking at where to from here for the garden project. And towards the end of that year, they decided to go through a discernment process. And I was asked to just sit in on that process, to have fresh ears and to reflect back. Well, I did that, but I also found myself volunteering to take the garden to another stage.
You enjoyed the fresh air?
The fresh air is great. I wish I could be outside more often than what I am. But yes, that's what really got me there. Mm.
And how would you see the connection between the gardening project in Ellerslie and your work in the mission team?
Well, in the Mercy world, we have two main foci. One is human trafficking and one is on eco-spirituality, eco-justice, which looks at environment issues. It actually connects in really nicely with our present Pope, who is full of talking about mercy for all, and what does that mean? Now, in my mission team work, the main focus at present is sharing mercy stories with mercy-founded primary schools and some work in secondary schools. My work in the garden is... It's mercy in another way, actually. It's looking at the whole environment and how we care for us it's the soil. That's our baseline, is how we care for the soil. That enables us to grow crops, that enables us to share food with families and all the other things that we do at the garden as well.
And how did you personally get involved in the garden project?
It was through that sitting in as the listening ears at that review. And out of that review, and remember I was a listener there, not an active part, but out of that the decision was made to take the garden to another stage, therefore to get a coordinator, to start developing policies, you know, all those things that that we need to have, develop policies, and with the other two sisters who were also part of it, Bridget and Rosemary, to just take it another step further. So, as I mentioned, I found myself putting my hand up for that, and then wanting to run like mad because some of those things are not my strengths. However, it's a wonderful, wonderful place to work. And I do 3 days a week there and 2 days in mission. And while mission has its own flavours and aspects of it that I absolutely love, the garden is lovely because before we came on air, you mentioned about being out in the fresh air. Mm-hmm. And that is what it's like, and especially in these spring days. It's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. However, I do find that I'm behind the desk sometimes, because that work has to be done as well.
Yes. Mm. And I think it's a good balance with 3 days and 2 days.
It is. It's a wonderful balance. Yes.
For those of you who've just tuned in, you're listening to Muffin Talk with Beate. This program is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Epsom. If you miss any of our programs, please check out www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk or send me an email at muffintalk840@gmail.com. My visitor today is Sister Teresa Anderson. Sister Teresa is a Sister of Mercy, and she's part of the mission team of the Sisters of Mercy, and at the same time she is involved in an interesting garden project. And this garden project helps her to see mercy in a different way, and how we care for the soil. And she enjoys half of her time in the garden and half of the time in the mission team, mainly behind the desk. Sister Teresa, can you tell me a little bit more about the origins of this garden project?
Back in, it was the year 2000, I think, one of our sisters, Katrina, had just come back from a sabbatical opportunity in America. And she was just drawn to the works of Thomas Berry, the Passionist priest who named himself as a geologian, and the works of Brian Swim, who is he's a scientist, and he has this wonderful, wonderful way of holding the facts of science and blending them in with the mystery and the wonder of spirituality and religion. And when she came back home, she was aware of, you know, we had this space where the garden is now. It was a blank canvas. And through a whole discernment process, it was decided to develop a garden there. You know, how do we care for the land? How do we care for the people? There were strong relationships with Te Waipuna Pūāwai Mercy Oasis, which was based in Glen Innes at that time, but also the dream that a building would come there. Mm-hmm. so that would...
In Ellerslie?
Yes, so that the women could come out of their own space and into a space created for them.
When you talk about the women, what kind of women are these?
These are they'd call them the clients of Te Waipuna Pūāwai. They're women who've experienced huge struggles in their lives and have come in contact with the staff at Te Waipuna Pūāwai and are then offered a whole variety of opportunities to help them and their families grow mm-hmm. into healthy, more healthy lifestyles.
And so there's a part of that growing is to learn how to garden?
Part of it is. And Bridget, who'll be able to share more about that project, she actually takes the gardening and the cooking classes at Te Waipuna Pūāwai. So Te Waipuna Pūāwai get the clients and Bridget just goes and does the work. And out of that, Bridget is always looking to set up gardens and homes. So from these women who come along to the classes, they're then offered the opportunity to, would you like to start a garden at home? And then Bridget works really hard at follow-up mm-hmm. to provide ongoing education really around soil nourishment really, but also we grow everything from seeds, so we're able to provide the seedlings for the families to grow the mm-hmm. veggies.
And so they continue afterwards. They do their work there in the garden. They learn, but then they, thanks to Bridget, they can follow, there's a follow-up.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. And, you know, what we're constantly reminded of is that these women are often in hugely challenging situations. So sometimes the garden falls away because other things take preference, rightly so. But they'll come back knocking at the door when they're ready mm-hmm. to get their gardens going again, and that's wonderful from our perspective.
Mm. And at Papatūnuku Ki Taurangi Earth Promise, you work together with Sister Rosemary.
Yes.
And I interviewed Sister Rosemary last week. And you are working with Sister Bridget, whom you mentioned already.
Yes.
And I'm going to interview her next week.
Yes,
so we'll
she
have
told
all
me.
Three of you. Rather than having them all three in the studio, I give everyone one Friday. So we talk about the different parts of the work that you are doing.
Thank you.
And can you tell me a little bit more about the roles of each one of you? You already mentioned a little bit more about Bridget.
Yes.
So what about your role in...
And Rosemary's. Rosemary is, I don't know, I don't recall her calling herself the compost queen on radio. But,
no, she didn't say that.
Well, she loves composting. And now and again, you know, the compost queen title sort of floats around her. So she really, her strong emphasis on the soil, the condition of the soil, and she's constantly educating all of us, the men who work with us and ourselves, on the importance of keeping healthy soil, which plants are taking more nutrients than others. And whether we know it or not, we still get reminded, mm-hmm. which is good, really. So that's Rosemary's focus. My focus is overall coordination. So that a lot of that is staff support. Some weeks I feel as though I spend more time with staff support than out in the garden, but that's where it's meant to be because that's te waha, it's just the right time mm-hmm. for that to happen. And I'm also working on establishing links with the wider community. So
the wider community, is that Ellerslie or Ellerslie Panmure?
Ellerslie Panmure, Glen Innes. I've recently come across... Both the Glen Innes and the Panmure libraries have monthly meetings of people who are interested in gardening. So I was busy in September and not able to get to it. And I'm hoping to start going to those. And then actually, once I get a feel of them, I'll be hoping to take some of our men along.
Our men? Who are
our men? The men who work in our garden. We have, at present, we've got three men, all with disabilities of one form or another, who spend anything from 4 to 15 hours in the garden, depending on what they're able to manage. One of our men there has been there for some time now, about 6 or 7 years. I call him our kaumātua. Mm-hmm. And our guide on several things, really. And he's absolutely wonderful with as new men come along. And he's also really good at just sussing out men he comes in contact with. Would the garden be helpful for them? And it, you know, he'll just come to work one day and he said, oh, I've got a mate. I thought they'd come along tomorrow. Would that be all right? And, of course, they come along. And the wonderful thing is one of those mates is now one of our employees. We were able to get funding for him just under a year ago. So he's on a funding for 2 years and we're working towards, how that might pan out for him. We've got another one of his mates that just happened to turn up at the garden, whom we're exploring means of funding so that we can bring him on board as well. Mm-hmm. So that's who I mean with our men. And as I say, their disabilities.
How did you get these men with disabilities involved in the gardening project from the beginning? Now that one man, he brings along his mates, but how did you get the first man?
The first one, the sisters working in the garden at the time were approached by I forget the name of the group, something green or green something, would they be able to support somebody to get them back into the workforce? And it's from there, it's just grown. So the organisation that we work with now is called Elevator, mm-hmm. and Elevator have assigned one of their people to our workplace as such. So they call in every fortnight and have individual time with the guys, as much time or as little time as is needed. And they also work alongside us and, you know, where to from here? Is the garden their whole life? We can't do more than this many hours that we're doing for them. We had a sad but happy event earlier on this year when one of the guys got 30 hours employment offered to him through a whole sequence of events, but it meant that he was moving on from us.
And but you gave him the first chance in order to get...
That's right, because while we were really sad to leave him, he, it's just, he's blossomed. He popped back in a couple of weeks ago. He's between jobs, struggling to get another job, but, you know, he came back, he's just blossoming. It's just wonderful. That's what we're there for.
That's great.
So it was wonderful, yes.
And what do you do with the produce that comes out of your vegetable garden?
Yes, good question. Our neighbours, Te Waipuna Pūwai, they twice a week get leftover bread from Baker's Delights, advertising Baker's Delight. They generously always give their food away. They don't throw it away. So Te Waipuna gets that twice a week, and we harvest so that they've got vegetables to give their families as well. Mm. So at this stage, it's all... That's our koha to the local community, is providing food for the families.
So you provide food for the families who cannot afford...
That's right.
..fresh vegetables.
Yes, yes.
And at the same time, you teach people from the community how to grow vegetables themselves if they have a little garden.
That's right. One of the lovely things with Bridget's gardening groups is every now and again, if the women are next door at a lesson or whatever the event might be, it's not uncommon for them to pop over either at their morning tea time or before they go home, just have a look to see what's happening and, oh, is that such and such? Could we have some of those to take home for our garden? So there's lovely interactions which happen. That's and we love.
Mm. And beginning of October, Sister Rita did a garden tour at our Mercy Spirituality Center, and she showed us many different native trees and plants that she's concentrating on. Are you planning to have something in the future like this, some native vegetables?
We are. We tried some Maori potatoes last year, and we weren't very successful. We were successful in growing them, but not in – they were sort of bite-sized potatoes. We do have plans, but we're not there yet. However, in terms of, broadly speaking, native plants, we've got a grove of native plants on the property, which we treasure. And we pick up seeds of native plants where we can and just see if they grow. Our cabbage trees are as healthy as, and they just keep popping up everywhere. So we pot those and we're able to give them away.
Yeah.
So, yes, little by little.
That's good. And how do you motivate people, maybe also children? You mentioned more adults at the moment.
Yes.
But how do you motivate children, for example, to protect the environment, to do gardening, to plant? People who might have never done anything with gardening, how do you do that?
Well, we actually have a local preschool that walk through our property each week to visit the residents at Waitarumisi Parklands. And gradually we have built up a really good relationship. So the kids are walking across the field. If they see us in the garden, it's hello, hello. Then you've got the kids who say, have you got any worms today? And the ones who say, I don't want to see a worm. So whenever they come on site, which is weekly, we try and have something to interest them. There are times when we don't even have to try. Once the strawberries are lovely and red, they just head for the strawberry patch, and mm-hmm. they're limited to one a day because we want others to have them as well. They've helped us with planting seedlings at times. It's conversation that does it. We have a young family, mum and dad, and there's now two young ones. The older one of the two is going on three. Now, since he's been crawling, he's been part of the garden. Mm-hmm. He was there today and he got really excited because he found a worm that would have been about 12, 14 centimetres long. And so he carried it around to show us all. So in one sense, we're not doing it because it comes from the family. But in another sense, we're there to support and go along with it. Next week, we've got some students from Our Lady of the Sacred Heart School in Epsom. They have an environment group, and they're coming to us to look at how we do recycling. So any opportunities we get, we just jump at them. We rejig schedules. We'll do anything to accommodate and be with what people are asking for.
That shows that you're really committed.
Oh, we are. Yes.
And what would you recommend to someone who would like to start a garden that serves the community similar to what you are doing?
That's a hard question for me because I didn't start this garden. I came into a garden that was, it was working. It needed a lot happening to it, but it was working. I think, follow your passion. If that's what you want to do, you will find a way. The variety of things that we've done, you sort of think, oh, now, wouldn't that be nice? And inevitably, you get a phone call, would you like a such and such? Or somebody will say, have you ever thought about, I can't think of anything, but something in terms of gardening. And you engage in a conversation, and it's amazing how it comes about. So if people are, I know it sounds hackneyed almost, but if you have a passion for it, just get going. Come and visit us. We'll support you. Ring us up. Come down the driveway and talk to us. We will be there to help you.
So how can we visit? Do we have to call? Is there a certain day that in the week where we can come?
There's always somebody there Monday through to Wednesday from 8:30 through to 12:30 because our men work at that time. But there's usually one of us there through till early afternoon, so that's absolutely fine.
And it's next to Mercy Parklands.
It is. You go down the Mercy Parklands Drive, turn right again, and just look for the two-story house, and we'll be round there somewhere. And you're most welcome.
That's great. And if you have any other questions, you can also call at the Mercy Spirituality Centre and we can help you finding the way.
Thank you. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Just call Auckland 09-638-6238. And what I asked Sister Rosemary, I'd also like to ask you, is there a special wish that you have for the future?
Well, yes, I've got lots of wishes for the future. But if I'm looking at our garden project, I think my absolute desire would be that we continue to work alongside our employees. We continue to affi them as they grow in their own confidence.
To have more examples like what you mentioned with this man.
That's correct. And then I've also got a dream that we can somehow get out into the community more. This is what I'm saying, follow your passion. Yeah. This is one of those things. Get out in the community more and so that we're out there as well and people know that we can be a resource as well.
The first step is you're on the radio, so hopefully many people will listen to it and they can come and see the garden and feel the passion that you share together with Sister Rosemary and Sister Bridget.
Yes.
And I hope that this way we'll get the message out and that many people will follow your example.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sister Teresa, for this interview. In the Bible, there are so many parables regarding sowing, planting and caring for the nature. As you are working on the mission team, I had to think of a quote from Catherine McCauley. the foundress of the Sisters of Mercy. She once said, "Prayer is a plant, the seed of which is sown in the heart of every Christian.
Yes.
But its growth entirely depends on the care we take to nourish it."
Yes.
Thank you again, Sister Teresa.
Thank you, Beate.
To our listeners, if you need some time to think about what you can do, some time of discernment, you might consider spending some time at our Mercy Spirituality Center. We offer retreats, Christian meditation, spiritual companioning, but we also have a very interesting program which you can access through our website at www.mercyspiritualitycenter.org.nz. And here are some upcoming events in our center. We'll have an Advent retreat with Joy Ryan Bloor from Friday, 31st of October to Sunday, the 2nd of November, with the title Contemporary Reflections on Advent and Christmas. Have a look at our website for more details. And then Friday, 21st of November, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's a retreat day with Andrew Pritchard with the title In Seeing, a day for nourishing the hungry heart through contemplative engagement with creation and creativity. Now, we heard about creation. We heard about creativity a bit. So that could be very interesting. And then Saturday, 22nd of November, there's a repeat of the workshop Spirituality and Social Justice with Stephen Tolstrup. It will take place from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Booking is essential. It's always good to let us know if you're planning to come. And for any feedback on my interviews, please contact me at muffintalk840@gmail.com. And if you miss any of our programs, please check out our website, www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk. And thanks, Sister Teresa, for coming here. And I wish you all a good Friday and a good week ahead. Thank you.